It's time now for the Remembrance Project, our weekly look at the life of someone from our community who has died. This morning, writer Alyssa Eli tells us about a self-educated Renaissance thinker from Worcester and his hunger for all kinds of learning.
Menashe Bilsey treasured the intellect and its evolution. He could speak about the occult and the stock market, civil activism and quantum physics, chess and politics. These are qualifications for owning a bookstore. And for 15 years in Worcester, Menashe did. Another story, used and rare books.
I like to remember when he said that he didn't have, like, a depth of knowledge, but he had a breadth of knowledge because he had a bookstore with 50,000 books in it, and he was always dealing in books. So he had a lifetime education of, you know, dust jacket knowledge.
Menashe's friend and employee, Christian Steinau, had left Clark University, just as Menashe had done decades earlier, and was job hunting on the streets.
He had just put out a little sign that said, apprentice needed. Isn't that great? It's so him. You know, it's not like help wanted, it's apprentice needed.
Books spilled out of shelves and onto floors.
It's just walls of books. And then in the background, there would be the sound of breaking glass because we worked next door to a glass place. So you'd be like, you'd be putting books away, and all of a sudden you hear some guy curse in the background next door and the sound of breaking glass. It was kind of cool.
Visiting another story was like getting an advanced degree in Menashe-ology. In exchange for his scholarship, customers tolerated his quirks. Reused paper towels, the smell of overly reheated coffee, and endless indoor cigarettes.
You'd have the middle-aged lady with the proper haircut that would come in, and she'd say, this place smells like smoke. And you'd say, well, this is my store. I can do what I want in it, and you don't have to be here if you don't want either.
In its dust and knowledge and nicotine, another story was a Worcester fixture. When it closed in 2003, Menashe neither resented nor mourned it. He accepted the prices that evolution exacts and appreciated that hungry readers, including him, could now feast on whatever they desired online.
He'll admit it himself that the internet killed his business. He wasn't resentful of that. It wasn't like he was displaced and angry about it. He was displaced because something better came along. And so he adapted to his life situation, and he welcomed the democratization of all that information. He loved it.
I was like the guy who finally got his own blacksmith forge, he wryly told a newspaper reporter, just when everyone was starting to buy Fords. Afterwards, still questing and true to what he treasured, Menashe formalized his own education. In 2007, 42 years after dropping out of college, he graduated from Clark University, cum laude.
Menashe Bilsey died in Worcester in July. To suggest someone for a remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.